Blog Talk Radio.
You made it into this fabulous, fantastic, prosperous new year. And we praise God for each and every one of you today. Praise the Lamb of God that is here in our studio already. The line is, the traffic is coming in. What a cold winter day it is here in the city of Detroit and across the Midwest region. I know it's just a massive winter wonderland right now with frigid cold and what have you. But at the same time, we have the warmth of Jesus, and we praise God that we have shelter in this time. Hallelujah. Yes, indeed, that God has so provided that there is gas flowing through the pipes, electricity flowing through the walls. Yes, indeed, it's something to be grateful for. When you step outside your door, praise the Lamb of God, and you step in, you will tell God, thank you. Hallelujah, for giving you a shelter. And so we praise God. Snow is falling to the ground and all of this, and in various areas on the East Coast, what have you. I know 8, 12 inches, all of that around Buffalo and Albany and Pittsburgh and all of them is getting a lot of snow. We received some. Chicago received some. But I want you to know in the midst of this, even though you're going to even see more frigid weather, it's going to be a cold winter. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be a cold winter, and you're going to see more frigid weather and what have you. Praise the Lamb of God. Take courage in knowing that God knows what he is doing. Praise the Lamb of God. And you just do your part, hallelujah, as a faithful witness to the mighty workings of God. He's even working in the weather. He's even working in the weather. Praise the Lamb of God. He's even working in the weather. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I love each of you today. I am so excited to be here another year. Oh, my voice is a little tired from watch night service and Sunday service and all of that, but we've been shouting up a storm, and you know how we do it. Praise the Lamb of God, because we just believe that if we give God our best, he will bless us in the best way. And I'm telling you, the Lord is just good and kind to us here. We're in queue here. Our intercessors are in queue, and we thank and praise God for them today. Hallelujah, that's chiming in with us today to be a part of our show. And I just praise God. Oh, my goodness. Yes, I do praise the Lord for each and every one of you today. Praise the Lord. My granddaughter is here. Praise the Lamb. Oh, boy. Look at here. Let me see. She says she's going to pray for us today. Hallelujah. Is this my granddaughter?
This is your granddaughter, Prophet.
All right. Look at here. And then Sylvia then came on in here, too. Praise the Lamb of God. Hi, Sylvia.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, daughter. How are you?
I am fine.
Hey, Sylvia, you know, Shatwan trying to get some brownie points on you. You know, she showed up at the church on the other night, New Year's Eve night, her and a delegation from Chicago slipped in on the old prophet. Yeah.
All right, Shatwan, you got one up on me. We got to keep check up on him.
They're trying to check up on me, trying to see
That's
what I'm up to. Yeah. Praise
All
the Lamb
right.
of God. But I tell you the truth, I tell you this, praise the Lamb of God. My daughter and the children, they came in there looking like they was going to a celebration too. They didn't come in there hee-hoing and ha-ha and neither. They came in there for some service and some worship, I tell you. Matt Denise came and Pastor Gail, her mother came also. Oh, yeah, and our other daughter, who else came in? What's her name?
Sandra.
Right on the tip of my... No. No. Who is that?
That's Sandra.
Sandra. Called her Sylvia. Sandra. Sandra. She says, how are you going to forget me, Daddy? Can a mother forget her suckling child? Yes, she can, but I will not forget you, Sandra. I will not forget you. Oh, my goodness. It's always good to have the saints in the house and have people who love you to come around you and show you such love. Boy, we fellowship to way in the wee hours of the morning, sitting there just eating tacos, quesadillas, or whatever them things was we was eating. We made it. We made it what it – I don't know what I had. I was just wrapping them and eating them, but it was good. Praise the Lord and good fellowship. And I just thank God for the saints today. Hallelujah. All right, we're going to prayer. Praise God. Our special guest is going to come on a little later, who is Apostle Willie Talbert, who prophesied so mightily last night. People of God, we are in revival on the page. We're making history right there on Facebook, having a revival prophetic explosion right on the web page with through text messaging. Praise the Lamb of God, but the Spirit of God is in the very words that come off of the penmanship and the fingertips of these prophets and prophetess, And I tell you, I have been enjoying each night, each day coming on. Even New Year's Day, I came on and read all of the prophecies by Bertha Patton. And boy, oh boy, that woman of God was in the house. Joseph Waller, praise the Lamb of God, our brother, our friend, who came in there, man, and just kicked us off. He kicked the field goal. Praise the Lamb of God. And then last night, this mighty man of God, Apostle Talbot from the New Jersey area, came and just dropped the bomb on us. Praise the Lamb of God. I mean, he prophesied and prophesied and prophesied and prophesied. Hallelujah. And I just thank God for people who are giving of themselves in this kind of way. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. How about that? We had a revival and you didn't have to leave home. You could go to revival if you wanted to. That's the kind of revival y'all like. Revival, I ain't got to leave out the door. Praise the Lamb of God. And we thank God that the word of God is so plenteous in this season, people of God, that God is speaking. Hallelujah. That God is speaking. That God is speaking. Praise the Lamb of God. And he is allowing us to know his heart. He's allowing us to know his will. Praise the Lamb of God. We are in 2014. I'm going to a little bit of this out today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's our thing for the new year. Our new banner is already ready to go up as soon as the explosion is over on our page. This is the year of manifested promises. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to see the fulfillment of the promises this year. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. As God perfect those things that concerns us. Hallelujah. And I know he's perfecting that concerns me, and I am excited about it. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. All right, we're ready to go to prayer. You know what I'm going to do here? I'm going to have, praise the Lamb of God, my granddaughter to lead us in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Then I'm going to ask, oh my goodness, I'm going to ask my other daughter, Sylvia, praise the Lamb of God, that Shatwan is finished, when Elder Shatwan is finished, that she'll come behind her and saturate us, praise the Lamb of God, with the prayer of faith for the release of the prophetic move. But we're going to pray for the sick and shut-ins. Praise the Lamb of God for the bereaved. Another one of my pastor friends, Pastor Jackson, lost his wife. We are praying for him. Praise the Lamb of God and all of those who are in bereavement state, that little girl out in California. We are praying for her. Praise the Lamb of God and that family. Oh, my goodness, there's so much to be prayerful about. Praise the Lord. Let's pray for those who don't have shelter today. Come on, daughter. Come on and pray now in Jesus' mighty name.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just come to you today, God, grateful and thankful for another year.
Glorious God.
God, we just come, God, just giving you glory and honor, God. Hallelujah, that you have allowed us, God, to enter in, God, into a new year and a new season, God. Father God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins today, God. God, forgive us of those unknown sins, God, and forgive us of our iniquities that have separated us from you, God. And Father God, I ask that you forgive us, God, of unforgiveness today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, search our hearts today, God, and God, wash us with your blood, God, in the name of Jesus, that we might be found worthy, God, to enter into your presence, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we just come today, God, interceding for your children, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask right now, God, that you go into the homes of those who have lost loved ones, God, on last year, and even, God, as early as this year, God. We ask that you go in, God, and comfort them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you ease their minds today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that their lives might have been in vain today, God. And, oh, God, that their lives have drawn people to them, God, even through the passing, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, Father God, we ask that you look upon those that are sick, God, on their sick beds today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we send a healing word to them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, line their bodies up today, God, with your word, God. Every cell, every bone, God, in the name of Jesus. Every organ, God, in the name of Jesus, God. The way that you have designed it to work, line it up in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we ask that you look upon those, God, that are out in this cold, God, and give them shelter and protection, God, from the everything that's going on from the environment, God, in the name of Jesus. God, send your people their way, God, to give them a coat, God, to give them a scarf, a glove, God, and God, to give them a word from you in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, let that word heat them up in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we ask, hallelujah, that you go before them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that you make the way easy and successful, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, open up doors that they may go in to warm up, God. Open up doors that they may have a bed to lay their head, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we ask right now, God, that you go into the homes of your preachers, God. Go into the homes of your leaders, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, that you begin to deal with us today, God, in the name of Jesus, about your people, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, let not our hearts be hardened today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, oh, God, that we continue in your will, God. And, oh, God, that we not forget that these are not our people, God, but, God, they are your people, God. And, oh, God, that we must do the will of you in this year, God, and in this season, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, let us continue in prayer, God. And, oh, God, let our lives, our prayer lives, God, become strong, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us become more intimate, God, in our prayer life with you, God, and let us be more sensitive to your Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Open up our ears that we may hear, God, what you are saying, God, and, oh, God, that we may hear with clarity today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, hallelujah, we ask that you remove the scales from our eyes, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, that we may see the vision clearly, God, and, God, that we may run with it, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Father God, I ask right now, God, hallelujah, that you go into the homes and into the church homes, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, make every crooked path straight, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But we know your word said you're coming back, God, for a church without spot or wrinkle, God. And God, let our church, God, our temple, God, be without spot or blemish, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you in this season, God, that you show us ourselves, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that we don't go any further in this season, God. The correction, God, the flaws, God, that needs to be corrected in our lives, God. God, that we may be a living example of you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that our light may shine, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, everything that's hindering the light, everything that's hindering you from shining, in the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you remove it from us, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for you have given us a new season, God. You have given us a new beginning in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, let us not cause anyone to stumble and fall, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But, oh, God, that we may walk up right before you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that we may speak your word, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we may draw them into your kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, Father God, we lift up our shepherds today, God. God, we lift up our leaders today, God. God, we lift up our overseers today, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because, God, we know what's going on with them, God. But God, because you are God and you know all and you see all, God, we ask right now that you go into their home. in the name of Jesus, God. God, every shepherd, God, every leader, every overseer, God, hallelujah, remove the weight from them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask right now, God, hallelujah, God, God, that those that are thinking about walking away from the ministry, God, oh, God, minister to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God, for you said woe unto them, God, in the name of Jesus, God, call of the gospel choir, God, and turn away, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and God, we ask that you send people their way, God, to undergird them in the ministry, God. Send people their way, God, to continue to intercede and pray for them and their families, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, pour out your oil of joy on them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, turn their tears into joy, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, turn their heavy hearts, God, into a glad and joyful, God, in the name of Jesus, right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, and we praise you today, God, for this is the day that you have made, God. And, God, we choose to be glad, God. We choose to rejoice in it today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. In spite of any circumstance, God, we choose to rejoice in you, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the word that you have for us today, God. God, we thank you for the revival, God. We thank you for making history, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that it will spread across the water, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that folks will be saved today, God. In the name of Jesus, God, through this revival, God, we thank you for salvation, God. God, we thank you for those who are falling to their knees, God, and crying, Lord, help me, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for those that are giving their lives over to you, God, because of this revival in the name of Jesus. And, oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for those that are walking upright, God, and stepping into the calling, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray that the word will fall on good ground, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that it will break up every solid ground, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, that this is not just a one-time thing, God, but God, you're reviving in us, God. In the name of God. God, you're waking up that dead spirit man in us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God,
yes,
that you restore, God. Hallelujah, God. What the enemy restored it back to us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, pour the fire out on us, God. Burn up every impurity in us, God. In the name of God. Oh, God, hallelujah, God. You have set our feet on the path of righteousness, God. And now we bind it to your will, God.
Yes, God.
Oh, Jesus, God. Oh, God, you said, God, that a good man's steps are ordered by the Lord, God.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, God. And we thank you and praise you, God, that our feet have been ordered, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the anointing in our hands, God, to build the kingdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, hallelujah, for the anointed comes, God, in the name of Jesus, that we may speak fire, God, that will burn it up, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that will call every situation, God, into manifestation, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and oh, God, that we may see, God, falls in the name of Jesus, God, even when the enemy tries to attack, God, you have gave up a king of the sun and spirit, God. That we
in the name of Jesus, God.
Oh, God, we just bless you and praise you, God, for you raising up, God, people, God, your remnants in the name of Jesus, God, that will go across the earth, God, in the name of Jesus, God, doing the will of you, God, and we thank and we praise you, God, that we shall not compromise in this year, God. God, we shall not compromise the word in this year, God. God, we shall not compromise what you have spoken to us, God. But, God, that we shall hold fast, God, in God, and we bless you, God, and we give you glory and honor, God, in the name of Jesus, God. That we may not grieve your Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you and we
God.
We give you glory.
Hallelujah.
We give you honor, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. We worship you today, God. We
yes, God.
God.
Hallelujah.
We give glory and honor, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, God. Oh, God, we exalt you, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, God, for the elevation and the promotion, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we just bless you, God. God, we just give you glory, God. God, our soul rejoices with you all today, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. In Jesus'
hallelujah.
Name, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this day, God. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to see 2014, God.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for loving us, oh, God. Oh, Father, we
thank you,
God. Thank you, Lord, for being God all by yourself, God.
Yes.
Oh, God, thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we look to the hills from whence comes our help, oh, God. Oh, God, you, oh, Lord, are the author and finisher of our faith, oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, Father, increase and let us decrease, oh, God.
Yes,
oh, Father,
God.
Let us stand strong on your word, oh, God. For
yes,
you
God.
Are the solid rock, God.
Yes,
oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that hell shall not prevail against you, God. Hallelujah to your name, God. Oh, Father, we magnify you, Lord. We lift you on high, oh, God, that people may see you in us, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the prophets that come forth this week, oh, God. Oh, Father, we guard them up, oh, God. Oh, God, keep them, oh, God, oh, God. Oh, let the word continue to burn in them, oh God, that they may speak forth what you have given them to speak, oh God. Open their mouths, oh God, that they can speak your word, oh God, that they can proclaim your word on earth, oh God, that your will is done, oh God, on earth as it is in heaven, Father. Oh God, we thank you right now, God, that without faith, oh God, it's impossible to please you, God. So Father, we're walking in faith this year, oh God. You brought us through 2013, oh, God, by faith, oh, God. And through 2014, you will continue to take us by faith,
yeah,
oh, God. So,
yeah.
Father, we thank you in advance, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for every day, oh, God. Oh, God, gird us up on the right and on the left, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for just being God. We thank you for your only son, oh, God. Oh, Father, we magnify you, oh, God. Oh, God, your will, God, done on earth, oh, God, as it is in heaven. Oh God, oh Father,
yes.
We thank you, Lord, that your prophets, oh God, oh God, they speak forth your word, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the time they set aside to speak your face, oh God. Oh God, refresh and revive and restore, oh God. Oh Father, we thank you, Lord, protect them, oh God, from the backlash of the enemy, oh God. Let it backfire in his face, oh God. For Lord, you said heaven and earth would pass away, oh God, but your word would remain, oh God. So, Father, we thank you for the word, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you in advance, God. Oh God, we love you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, in every declaration, God, every word that has been spoken over our lives, God, shall come to pass, oh God. We thank you for the promises, God, for
yes,
you're such a God
yes,
that you
Lord.
Cannot lie, God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, and we stand in faith, Lord, trusting you, oh God. We look to the hills, oh God, not to man, oh God, but we look to you, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus. We thank
yes.
you, Lord, in the mighty
thank
name
you,
of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Woo! You just bathed in this still. Hallelujah. Hands are lifted. Hallelujah. Yes, Jesus. Magnificent God. Hallelujah to your name. Of your people. Yes, you are, God. I feel the Lord. Magnify the Lord with me and I've got to be a little bit more of this, people of God. The Lord is here. Hallelujah. The Lord is here. I wish we had some worshipers here. Oh, my goodness. The beautiful presence of the Lord, the fragrance. Hallelujah. God bless you today. Thank you for your presence, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your daughters, Father. Thank you, God, for Shatwan. Thank you for Sylvia. Thank you for those that's praying with us, Father. Hallelujah. We bless you today. In this new year, Father, so many promises. Hallelujah. Oh, God. But we trust a magnificent God. We worship a magnificent Savior. There is nobody like you. There's none that can. God, even now, while our hands are lifted and while we're worshiping you, do something special for your people, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, Jesus. Start unlocking the doors for us now. And the doors that have been closed in our face. Doors we haven't been able to get in. Hallelujah. Open the doors for us. In the name of Yeshua. I have set before thee an open door. Bless God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. I'll shower your people. Today, perfect the gifts that's in us. You can do a greater work. We worship and adore you. We want to magnify you. We just don't want the blessings, but we want to be a blessing. God, bless your children today. Open that inner eye. So your daughters can see, so your sons and daughters can be seers, oh God. They can prophesy Saturday. Let the latter day rain. Fall on us. Oh. Hallelujah, God. We want more than a experience. We want more, oh God, than a good feeling. We want the residue of your glory to be on us. Yeah. We want to walk in your glory. We want to walk in your power. We want to walk in your strength. We want to walk in your might. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah.
You're an awesome, magnificent, an awesome God you are.
Oh, bless you, God.
We praise your name. Lord, we give you glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Wonderful, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Healer. But our restorer. There shall be nothing that shall be impossible with you. Hallelujah. All things are possible with God. Hallelujah. All things are possible. Rabbah. Oh, we love you. Oh, we give you majesty. More power belongs unto your God. Don't you love him? Don't you love him? Don't you love him? Hallelujah. Just love my Jesus today. I love him. Praise the Lamb of God. All these women have fired us up in prayer today. Thank you, Elder Chatwan. Thank you, Sylvia. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to have to get Sylvia up here. Give her some license, too. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. She bootlegging around here. Praise
That's
God.
Right.
Hallelujah. You have to get her in order.
My daughter's
I'm telling you, I'm watching God. I'm watching God develop my children, my spiritual children. I'm developing in this season, and I am just so excited to see what God is doing. Oh, my goodness gracious, how he's working in us and how he's working in you all. Praise the Lamb of God, how the strength and the power of God is resting upon those of you. Praise the Lamb of God has just been around me and haven't been around me a real long time. Oh, my goodness, and just have taken on the anointing, and the giftings have been activated, and you all are just running with it daily. And I am just so proud, praise the Lamb of God, as a man of God. Hallelujah. And I'm not after nobody's members. I ain't trying to steal members from various churches and things of that nature. I don't do that. I very seldom even put invites on my page to our own ministry unless it's something happening that's out of the norm, because that's not my goal. It's enough sinners in America to steal every. It's enough. I don't have to steal nobody's members. Praise the Lord. I've never been that kind of preacher to be going behind people back to my, yeah, you need to come on and be with me and I'll do this for you. I don't do that. That is to me somebody who ain't been called of God. That you got to rely on manipulations and all of that to get folk to join you. But just to do God's will is my intent. And a Prophet Shakespeare Ministries is not a church. So to speak, praise the Lamb of God, it is an arm of the church where we do international outreach ministry. Praise the Lamb of God. And we just thank God for those that have connected with us in this season. Again, I have to, people of God, salute the teams, hallelujah, that roll with me, as the young people say, hallelujah, and have rolled with me a whole year. Praise the Lamb of God. All of our intercessors, I just want to say thank you. Praise the Lamb of God for riding out the storm of 2013, because we know, praise the Lamb of God, so many challenges hit us as a ministry, as well as those individuals who came on the page with dynamic prayer requests. But we saw victory after victory after victory as we pooled together praying 3 days a week, sometimes on telephone. Being in the radio show and this, that, and another, and your time and the treasures of your spirit that you pour out, I just want you to know that Prophet Shakespeare appreciates, the apostolic prophet appreciates, praise the Lamb of God, all that you do, and I just want you to know that. Then, praise the Lamb of God, to all of our administrators, praise the Lamb of God, those women who really run the page for us and keep order and discipline and do this. You wouldn't believe banners and flyers and posters and pulling this up and finding this and posting that and doing that, and they work together so well. There's no boss back in the back office. They just work together, and that spirit is just so beautiful and so wonderful. Until, praise the Lamb of God, you know, you can't do nothing but just praise God for those four ladies, Carol and Lisa, hallelujah, Valerie, praise the Lamb of God, and Maginese, who work together so well, praise the Lamb of God, as a group and doing things to make the ministry what it is and have the level of excellence that it has. And then, of course, our assistant administrators who assist them, such as Dr. Charlotte, praise the Lamb of God, and also Jacku, praise the Lamb, Jacqueline, I call her Jacku, Jacqueline, Brother Williams, Lisa's husband, and those who assist, praise the Lamb of God, they're on the page. It's the top of the year. I just want to tell you thank you again for all that you do and all that you try to do to help the ministry go forth, our Christian education, under Carolyn and Sharla, and those, praise the Lamb of God, who orchestrate every Saturday to make sure we have articles and discussions and playing games and this on the page. All of that is not a one-man operation. It's a ministry that handles that. And I just, again, want to tell you all thank you and for the support that is lent to us, praise the Lamb of God, helping us to do ministry for Jesus Christ. I'm just obeying the voice of God. And the Lord told me to minister to the people on the page. That's all I'm doing. He said, the ones on this page, if you minister to them, I'll bless you. And I just engage in ministering to the people, praise the Lamb of God, that was on the page. And now over, going on 1,500 people, praise the Lamb of God, have united with the page. And I just praise God for what he's doing in this season in our lives. And we're reaching people across the globe. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord. I don't want to get molly-eyed and everything here, because I'm starting to feel that feeling, you know. Praise the Lamb of God. And we are in a few minutes, I'm sure, Apostle Talbot will be coming on, and he'll be pressing one, and we'll be going in queue there in a minute. I have in my hand here, praise the Lamb of God, a book that I am so proud of, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord revealed to me, this book entitled Fall on Your Knees. Praise the Lamb of God, is forwarded by Dr. Lance D. Watson out of the Virginia, Richmond, Virginia there. Praise the Lord. And boy, you talking about a wonderful, wonderful man of God. He is at the St. Paul Baptist Church, where he had about three or four locations there in Richmond, Virginia. And he did the forward to the book. He just was so well. We were doing revival together. I was lecturing, and he was doing the preaching that year at the Third New Hope Church here in Detroit. The entire conference was a Fall on Your Knees conference. And the Lord moved so mightily that week until that last night of the revival, the Lord told me, write concerning this. And I began to write this book, and brothers and sisters, I tell you, as I start writing, the Lord starts speaking to me concerning the problems in various areas of our lives, our social life, our political life, our economic life, our moral life. The Lord starts showing me and revealing to me, praise the Lamb of God, the true reason why the famine, why the drought has come upon the land, has come upon the world. He started revealing to me, praise the Lamb of God, the depth of decadence and perversion and promiscuity that exists in our society and in our world, the spiritual systemic evil, spiritual wickedness in high places. He started revealing to me the spirits, praise the Lamb of God, that work behind the scenes, praise the Lamb of God, to stop people from moving into the area of prayer by not allowing them to repent. Now, brothers and sisters, now you, some of us may, this is a light thing, praise the Lamb of God, but let me tell you something. Without repentance, there is no salvation. Praise the Lamb of God. And there are so many people that I have even witnessed to on their deathbeds who have been in church all their life and had never repented. And I led them. All right, I'm back. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I hope you can hear my voice. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me see. Error code 985, if you can hear my voice, push 1 on your dial. I just want to make sure I'm back and that you guys can hear me. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. Praise the Lamb of God. I was talking. I don't know what happened here with this connection, but with the way that CNN is talking about this weather, and anything can happen right now when it comes down to the grids and power failures and things of this nature, with like thousands of flights been canceled and this Arctic blast that's coming in. They're expecting a couple of foot of snow on the East Coast. A couple of feet of snow, they're saying. Praise the Lord. So you all want to prepare for that out there and make sure it is it's together. But we are here, praise the Lamb of God, and we are back. And I want to thank my granddaughter for texting me, for allowing me to know that my voice had dropped, that the call had dropped, but it was showing on my system that I was still live. So something happened there. It wasn't because I pushed the button or anything. But I was speaking on the book about repentance and what the Lord had showed me and revealed to me that if we come to this place, praise the Lamb of God, of repentance, and God said, come, let us reason together, though our sins be as scarlet. Boy, and then he says, I will, though they be like crimson, I will make them white as snow, and I will make them soft as lamb's hair. This is what God said he will do if we will do. So I this book has a lot of dimensions of prayer as it revisits some of the powerful prayer places of repentance and the need for it in Scripture. Has a lot of biblical references connected to it, and the proofing has just been all done, and they are ready to go to press, and we just thank God for all that he's doing. I'm just excited about it. I'm just sitting here looking at it. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. And we're going to just, when it comes, I might just start sending it out to you all, praise the Lamb of God, when they really come in to stop. So get ready for that. I'm just excited about what God is doing, praise the Lamb of God, here as we continue to do his will. And that some of you, that there's books inside of you, you need to put pen to paper and find purpose. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And get to writing and stop procrastinating. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. That's many of you, praise the Lamb of God, that God wants to bless in extraordinary ways. Let me say this before our guests come on, because we're going to get into a flow and we're going to be gone. But I want you to know that across this new year, praise the Lamb of God, I told you all we're going to have, you know, a series on the prophets, and we're going to be studying their lives and get as deep as we can in them so we can reveal some things to you that will help you understand the way you are and why you the way you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God, so you can understand the way you are and why you're the way you are. Wait a minute, I think our guest has arrived. Error code 111, it says, is this prophet, apostle?
No, this is not your guest, prophet. This is Bertha. I don't know why my error code is 111.
Oh. Hey, Bertha. How are you doing, Mom?
I am
good to hear your voice today. Hallelujah.
Good to hear your voice in the land of the living. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
Oh, my God. Happy New Year to you, too. Praise the Lord. Boy, oh, boy. And, you know, Bertha is be going forth in ministry soon also. We announced Eve night. Praise God. We're getting her ready. Hallelujah. To get her to sound the trumpet loud. Praise the Lamb of God. So she'll be delivering her first message at the Truth Church. I don't know. We're supposed to set that date up, I think, it's somewhere in February, praise the Lord. Well, we'll look at it again and make sure it's on the calendar before we announce. I know many of you will probably want to come to that service, praise the Lamb of God, as we bring this woman of God into the fullness of what God has called her to do, praise the Lamb of God, in this season. And I am excited about Bertha being one of my spiritual daughters now, praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise God. And it's a wonderful thing to watch her transformation from a praise singer, praise the Lamb of God, just singing on the praise team, and now, praise the Lamb of God, prophesying accurately. Yeah, praise the Lamb of God, laying hands. She lays hands on me almost every Sunday. Praise the Lord. You know, you're praying for me, laying hands on me. It is just wonderful to see this level of growth. I was speaking about that earlier. So we praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle Talbot, as soon as you come on, press 1 on your dial, and we will bring you into queue. Praise the Lamb of God. As soon as you come on, I'll just press 1 on your dial, and we will bring you into queue. Praise the Lamb of God, and we will go forward with that brief interview. Praise the Lamb of God, and then we're going to hear what God has to say to us today. Praise the Lord. People of God, aren't you excited about the revival on the page? Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Who thought we could do something like this, that we could have such a time, praise the Lamb of God, an intercession, praise and worship prior to it, be worshiping, praising God and posting scriptures. I think he's here. Praise the Lamb of God. I think this is it. Erica 303.
Hello.
Okay, Janelle. That's Janelle. Janelle, I told Apostle Talbot to call in, and you called in. How are you? Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Wonderful. Is all well?
Yes, all is well. Glory to God. I'm happy to report that.
Wonderful. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. We praise God for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me tell you this. This man of God that prophesied last night, boy, let me tell you, You just don't walk by an anointing like this. Praise the Lamb of God. This man of God has such a powerful anointing upon his life. Praise the Lamb of God. And many times he comes into the inbox, and he'll drop just a few words in my spirit that just speaks volumes to what the Lord is saying to me at a certain time or a certain season. I really admire the regal anointingness on him. I'll put it that way. He has a regal type of anointing that is just so set in him, praise the Lamb of God, as a man of God. And so we just praise God for the apostle today. And I'm just hoping that any minute, I told him 1 o'clock, it's 1 o'clock now, so he should be coming on, praise the Lamb of God. And then tonight, of course, you know, on the page, is really Prophet Shakespeare's night to go forth, praise the Lamb of God, and release to you what God has given me, praise the Lamb of God, in this season. Now, praise the Lamb of God. I want you to look at that 2014 real good, people of God, hallelujah, that these are significant numbering system here, praise the Lamb of God, and we want to make sure that in 2014, praise the Lamb of God, we know what God is doing. Eric, code 973.
God bless you, sir.
Bless you. Now, this is the apostle. I know his voice. This is the apostle. Is
God
this
bless
you, Willie? How are you today, sir?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
Man, we are blessed and highly favored, man. I was just talking about you a minute or two ago, and I really wanted to bring you on. First of all, praise them. Thursday is our word Thursday, and we prophesy to the people, praise the Lamb of God, that come on the show and this, that, and another, that call in and what have you. But at the same time, I wanted to interview you a little bit. I really want people to really know the man, praise the Lamb of God, in your life, and you know, where you hail from, and all of that kind of thing, so that, you know, and we can talk about your ministry a little bit. So why don't you give us a little background on the apostle?
Well, God bless you. Can you hear me clear, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, greetings to every one of you. We greet you in the precious name of Jesus. This Apostle Willie Tolbert out of Newark, New Jersey. Our ministry is Yes, Lord Ministries. We've been in ministry for more than 19 years as the senior pastor of Yes, Lord Ministries. And my wife assists me, Pastor Manny Tolbert, with carrying out the vision for Yes, Lord Ministries. And we're just honored because God has called us to evangelize, to disciple, and to nurture and mature individuals to fulfill the God-given purpose, plan, and destiny that he has for their lives. So we're just elated for the opportunity to be able to have met Prophet Shakespeare, and we appreciate this opportunity to share in your ministry, sir, and just thank God for the open door. Thank God for the precious people of God who trust the Spirit of God in me to speak into their lives, and we just pray that they were encouraged and blessed with the word of the Lord.
All right. You said you've been in ministry 19 years, or is that just the pastorage?
That's just the pastorage. I actually been in ministry since the age of 9 or 10 years old. In some aspect.
Lord Jesus, man.
Yeah, so I was privileged to be raised up in a home where both parents were ministers. In fact, my father pastored the church before God called him home for more than 36 years. And so I've been able to share in various aspects. And so we're just honored that God will just begin to use us for his glory. And we just, our church being called Yes, Lord Ministry, with our logo with the hands lifted up, signifies total surrender. And so we
yes.
Saying yes to the Lord, yes to his will, yes to his way, and yes to his word, yes, Lord.
You've been preaching since you was 9 or 10 years old, the son of a preacher pastor, and your mother was in ministry also. My God. And now, do you have children that's in ministry?
Yes, we have two sons. My wife and I, we've been blessed this year, this coming June, we would have been married. We would be married 38 years. We have two sons. Our youngest is 31. He'll be 32 this month, and our oldest is 36, and he'll be 37 in July.
I'm hearing you telling me that you've been ministering over 40 years already?
Well, actually, the way it works, I've been in various aspects, but the official preaching part of ministry, I started in July 8, 1990.
Okay. I see you. I see you.
But I've been,
oh, my God. You still got a good tenure. But the experience in being baptized into the Spirit of the Lord by your father, and that relationship of church that you have grown up in cannot be looked over. I mean, so much have rubbed off on you. You probably like me because, you know, I kind of hung around the church. So much rubbed off on me that I didn't know that was rubbing off on me from my pastor and being around the church and all of that kind of stuff until now. Little things happen, and I know how to handle it because of the tenure, because of the experience, not the education, but the experience of having all of those years and stuff in ministry. And I was telling the people there's a very regal type of anointing and presence that you have that has a spiritual touch to it that I admired about you when I first came into a company with you. Now, Willie, real quick, Apostle, tell me this. There is another side of your ministry that deals with prosperity and what have you, and you have some, I know at one time you did, if you have some opportunities for people, Hey, man, let's talk about it. Talk to them about it now, and if there's some contact information, you can give them what have you. It's fine here, man. You're in a good audience right now.
Oh, well, praise God. Well, I thank you, Prophet, for this opportunity. The Lord has blessed us. We grew up in a home that believed in tithing, giving, and just sowing into the lives of individuals. We've seen God being the oldest of the eight children in our home, and I've seen how our parents would just bless the pastor. He would come by the home, and if he would have dinner, there was never a time, regardless of how many children our parents had and whatever we had, they always put, the older saints would say, they would put a piece of money in a napkin right by his plate, and we just watched God. And so over the years, we've seen God just miraculously use the anointing of prosperity on our family, where my father was blessed to have met someone who, where there was a divine connection, showed them how to buy homes, very reasonable, and then he forwarded those homes to us at a very reasonable price, below marketplace. And so I knew that God was instilling something inside of me. I didn't understand it all then. That's how the seed of God's word works. It's just a seed, and then he begins to develop it as you grow older and begin to be trusted with the level that he wants to release upon your life. And so God has blessed me to not only be in the pastoral part of ministry or in the apostolic part of ministry, but also in marketplace. So we've been privileged. The Lord blessed me to have been in what we call the financial service industry, where it includes life insurance, important benefits, retirement plans. So I've been able to do that for more than 35 years. And so God has taught me the principles. There's a book I'm in the process of writing entitled, I Took the Principles of Egypt and Brought Them to the Kingdom. And so because it's our desire, 3 John verse 2 says, above all, I would that you prosper and be in health as your soul does prosper. And so God says that I not only do I want my people to know how to speak in tongues, not only do I want them to know how to prophesy, but I want them to know how to live life on earth abundantly. It's not necessarily that we have to be millionaires, but we should live a prosperous, successful, victorious life. And that includes having the mind of Christ, the heart of God, and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Mm. The scripture says that I will bless the labor of your hand, that whatsoever you do, it shall prosper. The reason why many in the body of Christ are not seeing their hands blessed is because they just have a job. Please understand, there's nothing wrong with having a job, but what's happening is you're benefiting from somebody else's hand who's being blessed. So they distribute 60, 40 hours to you and give you a designated salary because their hands have been blessed. But God wants his people to have ownership, to begin to own their own business. There's something that somebody
else has got.
It might be hair. It might be shining shoes. It might be bacon. That could be your business, and God would begin to bless it, the labor of your hands, because the Bible teaches that we should have multiple streams of income.
That's right.
Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. And so
he opened the windows of heaven. That's more than one.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So, through tithing. Yes, I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead.
No. I was just agreeing with what you were saying, sir.
Yes. So through that, God has blessed my wife and I to be entrepreneurs. So we teach people how to go into business for themselves, regardless of which business it is. We show them kingdom principles on how they can use the principles of God, because really Jesus taught more on finances than he did about healing and deliverance, because many of our deliverance will come if we have finances. And again, I know some people may have a challenge with talking about prosperity, but when you understand prosperity in its full effect and the balance of it, it's not all just about money, but it's about being able to walk under an open heaven. As you talked about, the heavens are open, according to Malachi chapter 3. He says, I'll open you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings so many that you won't have to receive. So this is what I love about God, because he wants us to be blessed and prosperous. And I know that even sometimes now, some may feel that Apostle Prophet, you don't understand what I'm going through. There are economic challenges, but I'm here to encourage somebody today to let you know that when you tap into the kingdom, it's not influenced or affected by the natural economics. Matter of fact, the natural economics needs the kingdom economics to be in its fruition. And so through that Prophet, God has blessed us where we show individuals, first of all, how to manage money. That's the thing. You can have $1 million and blow it. But if you know how to manage money, so the principle is start, can you manage investing 10 cents out of every dollar?
I told the people New Year's Eve night that I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. And Elijah told him, say, get thee down, lest the rain overtake you. I hear the sound of the abundance of rain. I said, I hear the sound, but you must prepare for the rain of blessings. There has to be a preparation, because you can have all the rain falling and you dancing in the rain, and when the rain pass, you'll be standing there thirsty.
Yes.
Because you didn't know what to do with the rain. I said, when it rains, God might want you to open up a water company. You don't know what God wants you to do. He might want you to stop bottling water, rain water. You don't know what God wants you to do. So you have to get in your prayer place.
Yes.
So that when the cloud of the size of a man's hand appear, help me hear somebody. You'll know to get down and go and do what you need to do, because God is finna to manifest. And as we go into this manifested promised season of fulfillment, the saints need to have exactly what you're saying, a mind to manage wealth, to manage money. Our parents taught us to make money, but they didn't teach us how to manage.
Yes.
They said make money. Mm-hmm. Once you learn how to manage money, then you'll find out that money makes money.
Yes.
Learn how to manage it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Go ahead, man. I like it. Give us some information. What do they need to do, man? What we need to do?
well, Prophet, first of all, number one is they need to tap into your program, because you,
my God,
God has orchestrated and blessed you where you've been able to facilitate and bring gifts in the body of Christ together. You already have an avenue. You already have the voice there, and you have an audience. And so I'm just privileged to be able to serve in some capacity to be able to bless the people that God has entrusted to you. Second of all, what we do, sir, we'll send whoever reaches out to us, contact us, I'll provide our information. We will send them a budget plan. It has nothing they have to buy. I'll just send it to them as a gift because of the relationship that you and I have with your ministry. I'll send a budget plan out to them, and then also whoever completes the fact questionnaire, the information questionnaire, I'll be willing to do a complimentary financial plan. It'll be a simple financial plan, something easy that they can follow, and they can take it from there. Because we teach their four steps to planning. Number one, they have to set goals. Too often we go through year after year after year in the same place, feeling in the dark, not knowing what really happened. We don't know how much money we spent. We don't even hardly know where we spent. Two, you got to prioritize your goal. You can't want to do everything. You got to figure out what's number one, what's number two, what's number three. And then step three is you got to stop procrastinating. You got to implement a plan, because if you keep talking, you're just getting older, but you're not improving your life. And so we show you how to, step one, set goals. Number two, prioritize, put them in order. Step three, initiate, activate that plan. And step four, every 6 months, we recommend every 6 months to 12 months, start reviewing your plan, because you want to see what's working, what's not working, where you need to tweak it. It's like a car. When do you need your next tune-up? So we will be willing to work with individuals. Second of all, what we will show individuals number one, is why you're accumulating all of this wealth, even if you're working on the job and God's blessed you to earn 20, 30, 40, maybe $100,000, $200,000 a year. We show you, do you have a will? You need a will because you need to make certain that as you're accumulating wealth, you're creating an estate. So we show you how to properly get a will to make sure that your family know what your love letter is if God calls you home sooner than later. And then we show you how to protect your family. I don't know how many are aware of what happened with Target. Well, we have a resource to help individuals to be alerted if something like that occurs. So, sir, what we're here to do is just serve the body of Christ. We're trying to be faithful stewards of what God has entrusted into our hands. And so if you want me to say,
I'm really enjoying what you're saying, and something is resonating in my spirit here to take this a step further and really give you some time. I'm going to talk to you. We'll talk after the show and give you some time to really, because I don't want you to rush through this. It's too important to the body of Christ. And I really think we should give you some good airtime to break this down, even if we have to do it across a few days, and make it a special show series with Apostle Willie Talbert teaching us on prophetic prosperity. You have to see yourself prosperous. Praise the Lamb of God. You have to believe yourself prosperous, and you have to know that it is the will of God for your life. But then, as Apostle is saying, there is steps that you must take, praise the Lamb of God, to enter in and to secure prosperity through management. And once you learn the discipline of management, I shared with them last year, we had a very simple plan to those that wanted to come to the conference. Get a can and put a dollar in the can according to the week of the year. The first week this week, put $1 in the can. Second week, next week, put $2. Third week, at the end of the year, you will have $1,500 that will be more than enough for them to pay their registration, come to the conference, get their room, everything, and have money left over. I did it on a 5-magnitude level and was able to take care of my children's rooms because I told them I was going to handle it. But it's all about a discipline. You can't keep dipping in the cup. You can't keep going back and eating up seeds that you're planning on sowing and things of that nature. There's some principles that work with this. And one of the greatest ones is the power over your own spirit to break down and to manage stuff and to say no to the drug of shopping. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen.
Yes.
James saying
yes.
It's some principles. And I think we need to take time to really talk to the saints and get them deprogrammed, number one, from the brainwash of American media and the marketing that's going on that have us buying every different kind of pair of shoes, and all we can do is walk on them anyway. All you can do is put them on your feet and walk. But we got to have every different style, wedge heel, lifted heel, platform, spike heel, this, that, blah, blah, blah. And we think that make us appear prosperous, but we're not prosperous because next week our telephone get cut off. And that's not right. Not right. And you got closets full of clothes and shoes that you can't even wear. Some still got labels on them, but you can't pay your cell phone bill. You can't pay your cable bill. You can't pay your internet bill. But you got all of these things. That's not true prosperity. That's foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have to admit it and look it square in the face. So I'm willing to do that, praise the Lamb of God, with you, Apostle, and make that work. But right now, give some information, and then we're going to get into some prophetic flowing here because I know that on Thursday. That's what we do. And I know there's a line of people here. Their lines are already lit up. They didn't push one already. Praise the name of God. Hallelujah. And I have no problem with that. We are here for the people. And Apostle is here. Praise the Lamb of God. My daughter, Bertha, is here. I have released her. I had her on vacation. She can prophesy. Praise the Lamb of God. We got a lot of prophetic giftings here. Praise God. Come on, Apostle. Get your pens. Get your pens. Get your pencils. And your tablets so you can get this information. Give them that information, Apostle.
Sure. Yes. Anyone that desires to contact me, I'll give you the phone number, and then I'll give you my website as also. My contact number direct is 973-277-1752. Again, 973-277-1752. And the website you can go to is www.wtalbert, my first initial W, last name Talbert, all one, .build, B-U-I-L-D, lasting, L-A-S-T-I-N-G, success, S-U-C-C-E-S-S, .com. That's wtalbert.buildlastingsuccess.com. And when you go there, you'll be able to put in your contact information, and someone from my team will be able to reach out to you and take you to the next step. And also, I'm on Facebook because I'm kind of maybe filled up on Facebook. Just go to my inbox, or you can tag me through Prophet Shakespeare's website, and I'll provide the information to him as well. But I look forward to serving you, and I'll make everyone that reaches out to us today or this week, I'll extend it this week, that reach out to us and provide their preferred contact number and email address. I'll make certain that they get the financial questionnaire that they can complete and provide it back to us, and we'll do the financial plan for them.
Is that good, everybody? All right. Praise the Lord. All right, man of God, you are a special guest today, and so you are, you know, our lead person here, praise the Lamb of God, when it comes down to, and I know you know you labored with us last night, and boy, oh boy, oh boy, just you know, a lot of the people I know personally, and just looking at the words you gave them, even the word that you gave me, my God, I'm swinging on the hinges of that prophetic word, boy, for that doorway to move into the new things that God will have for us to do, and that the supernatural strength and healing that God has promised me, that he's even spoken out of his own mouth, clear word to me that you tapped into on last night also. But here on the show, we have call-ins, praise the Lamb of God, and we just go down the line as many of them as we can get to in the and whatever a lot of time we have between now and 2 o'clock, we talk to them and allow the Spirit of the Lord to speak to them in a powerful way, and that has been our way of doing it. And so, you know, with you being on today, you are really the lead on that today. So, Bertha is here. Praise the Lamb. I think she's still here. She was here. Bertha, you with me?
Yes, I'm here,
Father. Oh, my daughter's here. Praise the Lamb. Okay, I got to open up this mic. Erico 985, your mic hot? Are you there?
I sure am, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. And your name is today?
Margie Scott.
I know. How are you, Margie? Margie Scott down in the bayou. We are down in New Orleans now. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we bless God for you. Happy New Year to you, Margie. And
Happy
we thank
New Year.
God for all your support and love that you show us. Praise the Lord. Now, before we get into this prophetic flow, let me say this. Let me say this, people of God. Hallelujah. All of you, I love all of you. And you all know I don't come on this show begging for me. I might, you know, sell my book or something like that, but I don't come on here asking you for no money. Praise the Lamb. But I want you all to sow today, tomorrow, Friday, so that I can be a blessing to these guests, anointed prophets and prophetess that are on the page for our explosion. Praise the Lamb of God. Amen.
Amen.
And that's coming on the show. Waller was here the other day. Now he's on today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we have another one on tomorrow. So I want you to just sow a seed, praise the Lamb of God, that God lays upon your heart to sow so that we'll be able to be a blessing to them. That's what I'm asking you to do. All right. I'm going to do it like this. Bertha, do you have something to share with your sister?
Margie, the Lord said that he's well pleased with you. He's pleased with your faithfulness to him as a servant, your willingness to serve him. He's pleased with your prayer life of intercessory and warfare. God says get ready for elevation because he's going to take you to another dimension of ministry. Be ready to be in position and walk faithfully and stay in obedient and submissive to the will of the Father, says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise the Lamb of God. Apostle, anything you want to share with us?
Yeah, I just share this briefly to let you know, Margie, healing is taking place in your life, and also God is doing something in your family. There's some answered prayer that he's about to manifest for you. So I'm hearing this for you. Just go in peace and know that God has worked it out already. You're one of those burden carriers, and sometimes out of default, you carry it a little longer than you should. I'm hearing the Lord say also that start living for Marjorie because you've already lived before the others.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. All right, Marjorie, we're going to keep moving, and we got a lot of people here. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. But I love you. I bless you. You know I appreciate you in the highest. Thank you so much, woman of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. Let me see down here. Where are we now? Praise the Lord. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Well, Sylvia, you don't care. Sylvia, you ain't getting no word today unless somebody gives it to you because you be with me all day, every day. You got a word last night, I think. Sylvia going to beat me up. Erica, 747.
And praise God. Prophetess Cammy from California.
Cammy from California. How you doing, Cammy?
I'm doing well. Happy New Year.
How's the weather in Cali?
It's beautiful. It's about 70-something.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Jesus. That is just... Oh, my God. That's summer. That would be summer for me right now. Praise the Lord. I tell you, these zero weather we're having here. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, where is my daughter? Where you at here, girl? Bertha?
Yes, Prophet. Cammy, the Lord says, be still and know that he is God. God says every promise that was spoken into your life in 2013 will manifest in 2014. God says, be in position and be ready to receive. And God said all you have to do to receive the promise is to rejoice and thank him. And again, God says, rejoice, for this is your season, and the best is yet to come, says the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, businesswoman, apostle, the mic in your hand, sir.
Listen, I just did on what the woman of God shared, and also I hear the Lord saying your ministry is about to excel in 2014. The blessings are opening for you, new doors, and I hear the Lord saying to you, woman of God, he said, get ready, sit in the back seat because he's about to drive you. He's about to take you to new places. I hear the Lord say you're not going to have to knock on doors, but doors are going to open for you. Just like when you go into stores, you go into malls, they have those remote doors. That's what the Lord says. Favorite doors are about to open for you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Ah! Now, girl, that's enough for you to dance on for the day. Praise the Lamb.
And I wanted to share something because I got contacted. I didn't even contact by Amazon to carry my product, so I didn't even, you know what I'm saying? So God is good. So that's just confirmation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The doors are opening for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Girl, let me tell you something. Apostle, when the saints really get a hold of this, it's probably going to be like July or August when they really get a grip on the fact that the famine is over.
Yes.
God said 7 years,
yes.
And that the famine started in 06. It's over. The 7 years is up. Now, we need a paradigm shift now and shift your thinking and understand all you got to do is be in order with God. The famine is over.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Is over. I'm making an announcement to you, people of God. The famine is over. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes. I announced the beginning of the famine, and they called me a lie. I said it's going to affect the entire globe. And we went into it. God woke me up the other morning. I sat on the side of the bed. The famine is over. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you can be in your personal if you want to. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We love you, daughter. Be blessed, Cammy.
Thank you so much.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Eric code 619.
Hello, Prophet.
Yes, who's calling?
This is Ann.
This is Ann from California?
Yes, I am from California.
And George, how you doing, dear? I'm shocked. Praise the Lamb of God, 619, Erico, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, Ann, it's good to hear your voice. Bertha, what you hear for your sister?
And the Spirit of the Lord says, you're not alone. God says that he has not forgotten about you. God says the tears that you shed in the midnight hours in 2013 is over. The struggle is over, God says. God says he's releasing a double portion to you financially and in your health. God says stand firm on his word, for his word is what's going to carry you through. Eat the whole roll, says the Lord. Eat all of the word and not part of it. God is placing divine connections. Don't lose your focus. Stay focused, says the Lord. In this season, and God says you need to stay focused. Stay in his will.
Yes. Go. Yes,
stay in the wheel, says the Spirit of the Lord. God says he loves you, and I love you too, baby. Stand strong. Hallelujah.
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 Thank
praise
you.
The Lamb. The Apostle.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes. Again, the Lord spoke, and I heard this, stop worrying. There is peace in the midst of the storm. Don't repeat
2013.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your worry is not of God. Praise the Lamb of God. I don't know why I want to say this right now, but also the other night I was telling them New Year's Eve night or New Year's morning there at the church, I was telling them in the service, praise the Lamb of God, that God wanted the saints to have businesses. And I was telling them, but you can't despise small beginning. You can't despise small beginning. God wants to deliver his people from bondage. And the system of this world is not the economy of God. They developed that to put us, and I'm not just talking about African Americans neither. They just to put us in a bondage and in a slave pit to give you enough to live off of. to come back and finish building the monument for them while they take the wealth and spread it out from generation to generation to generation. And that's supposed to be our legacy, because we are the kings of the earth through the adoption of Jesus Christ alone. Trace your blood anywhere you want to. I trace mine straight to the throne of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb. I just want to drop that in your spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. All right, people of God, push one on your dial. Push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. If you don't push one, I can't open your mic. Hallelujah. You got to push one on your dial. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And we will come to you. Okay, here's one. Praise God. Granddaughter didn't jump back on here. Look like she said she want a word. She jumped in line. Hallelujah. Are you there, girl?
I'm here.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Granddaughter, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Shatwan, praise God. I don't want to mess up your name today. Hallelujah. The Lord. Bertha?
Pastor Shaquan, God told me to reinforce the word that he gave you 2 weeks ago. Beware of the men that you come in contact with in this season, because they're going to try to pull you away from the will of God. And it's imperative that you stay in God's will. As Papa said, I think it was one day last in November, so God gives us extended grace. And that extended grace is only for a season. And you're walking in extended grace, Shaquan. God says hold on to it and don't lose it. But be very careful of the men that you come in contact with, because they have been sent by the enemy to pull you away from God, says the Lord. Stand strong and stay in his will.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Apostle?
Yes. Shaquan, is that the name?
Yes.
Okay. I'm hearing, run with what you've already received, because you're ministry bound. That is why your surroundings have seemed to be so chaotic. Seems like it's been a whirlwind. It's because, as the woman God already shared with you, your anointing is attracting. But what's happening is some more that God is doing in and through you. So God wants to finish the process, because he's raising the standard. And so therefore, you're not going to be able to settle. That's why there's this uneasiness within your spirit, even in at night when you're dreaming. That's because the prophetic gets activated even in the night season with you. But God is what he's doing, because see, the enemy is trying to fight you. But we decree, declare today that the fight is over. Every assignment that the enemy has sent towards you is canceled, null, void, ineffective, inopportune now. You shall fulfill the purpose that God has called you to. Because I hear the Lord saying, even that which the prophet has prayed over your life regarding his family, God says he's going to see that thing come to pass. But the seed of the righteous, Proverbs 11:21, part B, shall come to pass. So go with that woman, God, because the Lord says he's called you to be a clarion, trumpet, one to echo, one to decree and declare the word of the Lord in the earth realm, because there are youth that are going to be drawn to you, woman of God. God says, I'm getting ready to shift you now. I'm getting ready to raise you up so that we're as a warrior and as a soldier, I'm calling you to lead a great army.
Yes, yes, God.
Glory to Jesus. For your word today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Granddaughter, you be blessed, girl. Hallelujah. Erica 30 is open.
Hello.
Janelle. now, y'all. We're in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Praise the Lord. We just left Chicago. We're in Albuquerque. Are you in Albuquerque?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes. How are you?
Good. How are you?
All right. You called in earlier. Was that a special call or you called for a word? What you calling for? I need to make sure I'm right now.
I called for a word.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, Bertha.
Yes, Father. I hear nothing for Janelle, not from the Lord, but I just want to tell Janelle that I love you, Janelle, and do what the Lord has told you to do. You know what God has told you to do. You know what God has told you to do. You know what God has told you to do. Until you do it, there's a blockage there. You must do it. When thou sayest the Spirit of the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, your discernment is working good today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
My God. Well, Janelle, that go to answer, huh?
Yes, that is.
That's a big answer, right? It's the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Apostle, do you have anything to say to Janelle? Hallelujah.
Yeah, I hope she's ready.
Uh-oh.
Because the word of the Lord that what I'm getting for you is you keep having to hear and to hear and to hear, but you are a stubborn at times, and everything is going to remain the same until you walk out what God has called you to.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. Janelle, you know, there's some things here, praise that, you know, I already know about, so I know they are on point, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and it's just going to have to take the boldness of faith to know that God has spoken, and it's now, it's just time for you as the church to say amen and to move on the things of God. Your giftings and everything are ready to be used. Your giftings and God is ready to use you. But sometimes God has to take you out of your familiar place, your comfort zone, and where you're not recognized at, and take you to another place where there as that, praise the Lamb of God, you can receive the honor that's due you, praise the Lamb of God, in the walk, in this new walk that God has for you. Praise the Lamb of God. And you have to walk in the door, the new doors, knowing, praise the Lamb of God, that God desires to use me. I'm here to be used. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. You have to walk in that way and not walk in to be, and this is no reflection on you, but not walk in to be babied and what have you. And there's a lot of saints like that. That, and they stay in that mold, Apostle, for years and years. They just stay just like always want to be babied, always want to be medicated, always want to be nursed up, this, that, and they never come to the place that they become the deliverer, that they become the Word of God, that they become, praise the Lamb of God, what God would have them to be. And you have become now, so be. Praise the Lamb of God. You have become, so be. And walk as in your integrity, even in your vocation, praise the Lamb of God. Those promotions are coming quick for you, praise the Lamb of God, as God has promised to fulfill. Hallelujah. So don't allow the enemy to pull you back and hold you back from the assignment that God has on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I love his word. I love him today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay. We're moving right along. We got a few more minutes here. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 908.
Amen.
Who's calling?
This is Cassandra Foy.
Where you calling from, Cassandra?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Oh, this is a Jersey. You're from Jersey. Well, praise
yes.
the Lord, Cassandra. Hallelujah. Good to have you on the show. Happy New Year to you. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. People of God, again, let me ask you again. PSMINTL.org is the sow seed button there. Please, people of God, help me to be a blessing to this man of God, to Joseph Waller, Bertha Patton. They did this. They didn't ask for money or anything, but I would like to send them a seed for my ministry because of the deposit that they're depositing into your lives, praise the Lamb of God, and they're depositing into us. I would like to do that, but I need your help. Praise the Lamb of God. Go to PSMINTL.org and make that donation. Praise the Lamb of God today, tomorrow, and Friday. Praise the Lamb of God so that we can be a blessing. I thank you. I thank you from the depths of my heart. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. All right. Bertha, what you here for Jersey? For Cassandra.
Cassandra, the Lord says he's fixing to grant you your desire. Your prayer in 2013, you were seeking God the more, and you wanted the more of him. God said you drew closer to him. Now he's fixing to draw closer to you. God says the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that you have been seeking for is being released. Revelation is being released. God says he's taking you deeper in him, and he's taking you higher in the anointing and the ministry that he has called you to walk in. God says, get ready, get prepared, stay in position, because wealth and riches in your house, both naturally and spiritually, sends the Lord.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I receive it.
Apostle, the mic yours.
I started because this is one of my spiritual daughters. I just echo and confirm the word of the Lord. I release you to speak a word into her life. Sir.
All right. Praise the Lamb of God. All right, daughter. We bless you for being on the show today. Praise the Lamb of God. Be blessed.
God bless you.
Erico 973.
Hi, this is Elaine from Jersey.
Jersey is just on the line today. I see
yeah.
Jersey just lined up here. Oh, my God. Somebody sound the alarm over there in Jersey. Did they not now? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And how you doing, Elaine? The new year coming in good?
We're good. We're getting ready for a snowstorm coming in.
Yeah, you're right. The East Coast is going to get blast. I mean, oh, my goodness. It's looking favorable. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Bertha?
Happy New Year, Elaine.
Happy New Year.
And it is a Happy New Year for you, says the Lord. All is well because the work is already done. Just rejoice and be glad. Continue to wait patiently on the Lord because it's already done, Elaine. This is your year. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Do you know Apostle Talbot there in New Jersey?
No, I didn't know until last evening whenever I saw that he was on the prophetic on the page. After look up
his
you need to go
visit Yes Ministries. You need to go visit that. Hallelujah. Mm. Yes Lord Ministries. Hallelujah, Apostle.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah. Woman of God, as the woman of God already ministered to you, yes, all is well. I mean, hear the Lord says, spread your wings. Just fly. And what that means to you is just enjoy. Enjoy your life. You
been underground long enough, and now it's time for you to just breathe, get some new air, and just enjoy what God has already promised you, because you're seeing the fulfillment of what God has for you. And there's something about some children. I don't know exactly what it was, but God said you could just be at peace because he got everything under control.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right, daughter.
Oh,
praise God. We move right along.
Can I say something to Apostle Howard?
Yes.
Apostle, the Lord says, just confirmation to a word that you have already been given. God says expansion in your business and in your membership. God says just get ready because the members are coming. It's going to be an overflow spiritually and physically. Just confirmation to what you've already heard. God just put in another confirmation on it. It's already done, says the Spirit of the Lord.
Thank you so much, woman of God. I receive that. Amen. Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lamb. Now, where I'm at now, praise the Lord. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I was 973, right? Praise the Lord. Here we go. All right, 973-277.
God bless you. This is Pastor Mamie Talbert from New Jersey.
This is the apostle's wife?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Willie, your wife then found you.
There you go.
Ah, well, I'll be. Is this a pleasant surprise? Happy New Year, woman of God.
Happy New Year, man of God, prophet of God.
Hallelujah. Is it to have the husband and wife on the show at the same time? I must be somebody special. I tell you the truth. I must be somebody special this year. Lord Jesus, I tell you the truth. This is wonderful. Oh, my God. You got a word for us, prophetess?
I thought you had a word for me.
Oh, man. I thought the Lord had told you to call him and tell him. Lord have mercy. Oh, my goodness. But wait a minute. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, the way Bertha on this line, now, ain't Holly, Bertha, this is the prophet's wife. Got to tell her.
Prophet's wife, God said, your greater is here. Greater expectations, greater anointing, it's already here. Walk in your greater.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I receive that word.
Bless the Lord on my soul. Oh, wait a minute. The Lord is speaking concerning you. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes, God. God said, prepare the journey. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You finna travel. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Across the water. You're going across the waters. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I don't know the last time you've been or if you've been, but you're going across the waters. Praise. It's going to be a special invite, praise the Lamb of God, that you ain't going to be able to say no to. And you're going across the waters, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God is going to use you in a very supernatural way, praise the Lamb of God, while you are there, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you're going to come back overly blessed. Praise. I'm going to just put it just like that. Overly blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. Blessed in abundance because of this trip that you're going to take. Praise the Lamb of God. And it's going to have some lasting ramifications. Praise the Lamb of God. That's going to accompany this journey you're going to take. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to be yes, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Jesus.
The Lord said to you, it's going to have blessings on it, connected to it, that's going to keep coming.
Hallelujah.
The blessing's going to keep coming. Praise the Lamb of God, the way that you're going to be blessed when you leave there. Praise the Lamb of God. I give you that, and I won't take it back. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name. Hallelujah. Apostle, do you have a word for your wife?
Yeah, I'll see you later.
He said, I'll see you later. Hallelujah.
Prophet, I just want you to know that's confirmation of what the Lord has spoken. But the word for you today, I hear the Lord saying that there are more books coming out of you. And I heard God say that you're even in the process of developing a curriculum where you're teaching and you're training even the more the prophets and the prophetesses that are coming and those that have been called to the fivefold. And I heard the Lord say that you're doing it because you realize that it has to be done with a spirit of excellence. And there are many that God is calling that are confused, and they don't know exactly how to function in the call and the office that God has called them to. But I heard the Lord say that you are one of the generals in the body that he has called to set things in order and to propel others into their rightful place and their right position. And I heard God say that there are doors that are opening for you. God said that you will go to places that you have not been, for your name is being spread abroad across the wind, saith the Lord. And God said that there are those who don't even know you, but they will hear the Lord speak your name, and that they must call and they must bring you in, for you will be the one that will have the word in your mouth and in your belly for that house.
Jesus.
Prophetess, I heard the Lord say, continue. Continue to stay fast in that you are fast in. And I heard God say that even the books that are coming, I see at least three more books in the next several months that God is depositing in your spirit that you must write, saith the Lord. You must write. And I heard God say, even the attack that the enemy has sent against you shall be warded off, for you are protected and you are covered under the blood of the Lamb of God, saith the Spirit of God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
My God, did y'all hear this? Praise the Lamb of God. I am in. I am in awe because I just had this conversation last night, thank you, Jesus, with Pastor Edward Pierce concerning that fivefold ministry and the giftings and things of this nature, and told him I had to write this book. Last night, this conversation is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, you said so much. Hallelujah. What God has spoken to me, my God in heaven. Thank you, woman of God, for being here today with us. Thank you, Apostle Talbot. Thank you, Bertha. Thank you, Shatwan and Sylvia and all of you that have participated today. Thank you. Don't forget tonight on the page, praise the Lamb of God, I'll be going forth at 10 o'clock tonight. At 10 o'clock tonight, praise the Lamb of God, I'll be going forth, hallelujah, in the way that the Lord leads us to release the prophetic word to you. It's going to be more. I thank God for these today that took up the slack for me so that I have to burn out too much steam. So I'll be ready for tonight, praise the Lamb of God. Again, people of God, praise the Lamb of God, be encouraged in this season. I'm going to announce it to you again. The famine is over. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. The famine is over. The famine is over. And many of you, praise the Lamb of God, you don't know this, and this came to me by divine revelation. Obama is as Joseph in the days of Egypt when there was a famine in the land.
Yes, Lord.
He had to go in and take out of the granary of Egypt to feed the world, the then known world. The money Obama has spent and has placed back into the economy, if he had not done it, the famine would not be over.
Jesus.
Because it was a plot against the middle class. The assassination of the middle. They wanted two distinct character classes of people, rich and poor. They wanted to remove the middleman. The middle class has been resuscitated and is being revived and going to be reinvigorated and re-empowered because of the greed of many on top.
My God.
Wanted to take out the middle class so that they can have more.
Oh, have mercy, Jesus.
Better hear the prophet today. Hallelujah. But God in his infinite wisdom went behind the backside of a mountain and grabbed a man that many people didn't even know was unfavorable. And apostle, I laid hands on him, and I didn't even know who he was.
Jesus.
And I saw him sitting in George Washington's and Abraham Lincoln's chair on top of the White House. And the Lord told me, tell this man I have caused him to be the head of this nation.
Jesus.
And when I told people, they said I was a lie, that he would not be the president. And I told them, not only is he going to be the president, he's going to win by a landslide victory. And the whole world is going to celebrate when he wins. My phone jumped off the hook. The text messages. Then I told him he was going to be reelected. They said, it don't look good for him. I said, he's going to win, and he's going to win by a good margin. He's God's man in God's place, in God's time, doing God's bidding. That's why they're fighting against him so much.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
but watch, when the dust clear, he will go down as one of the greatest presidents that this world has ever known. Watch what I tell
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Bless you. We must go. I'm out of time. They're going to cut me off. I'm excited about your future. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you on the page tonight.
Feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will. Forgiven.